We'll work on that.
I'll get it.
There you go. And Christina Munoz is here with both her little Munozes.
Yes, the two little girls. Say hi. She's just grabbing the microphone. Here's Reagan and Sydney. They're eating some McDonald's, so we're good.
Reagan is eating something else, too. What is that?
These are rice cakes.
Sweet potato and cinnamon?
Sweet potato rice cakes.
It's a beautiful thing.
She likes them.
Well, because I don't know how long your kids will hang in there, let's go ahead and get to what you're here to talk about. Christina.
Okay.
Say hi.
There you go.
Right there. Talk right there.
Got to say hi.
Hey, hello.
Uh-oh. That got scary.
Mommy, remember when the giant grabbed me? That's how we all feel when Joe grabs us. Don't feel bad. So you have a story that's going to air Thursday night, and
yes.
We were just talking to Joe about the bombings in Boston, certainly a city that's near and dear to his heart, and all of us as Americans were certainly affected by it, but you were talking about an attack that was a little closer to home here, unfortunately, and this is something that has bothered all of us as far as the way this has been classified and unfortunately the way that it impacts the victims of this particular crime. But talk about the backstory in a little bit and then what you're working on for Thursday.
Absolutely. And I was kind of like you. I was so pulled into the coverage. I mean, I could not stop watching, listening, hearing about everything going on in Boston. But and I spoke to – I did this interview just the day after the bombing. It was that Monday, a week ago. The Little Rock recruiting office shooting, it was June 1st, 2009, where two uniformed officers were standing outside the recruiting office and they were shot at by a self-proclaimed terrorist. Private Andy Long was killed, and Private Quentin Eziagula was injured. Still has bullet fragments in his back and neck that he's dealing with. And I did a story in February a year ago about the dad was trying to get a Purple Heart for these guys. And I actually didn't know that. I thought it was a combat-related award. It is not. The 50-some soldiers sitting in the Pentagon on 9/11 all were awarded Purple Hearts because it's considered international terrorism if you're a victim of international terrorism. They don't call this international terrorism. They call it a drive-by shooting. And that truly insults the father of Private William Andy Long, because he says he was shot and killed that day not because of who he was, because of what he was, because he was in a uniform. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the dad of Private Andy Long and the dad of the murderer, used to be Carlos Bledsoe, converted to Abdul Hakim Muhammad when he converted to Muslim, have made a documentary together, which is pretty incredible. It's not often you get the dad of a victim and the dad of a murderer together like this. And their point is they say, people to wake up. This is happening. Carlos Bledsoe was a good kid, raised in the Baptist church. He was 20 years old. He went to a university in Nashville. And sorry, my phone is making noise to entertain her. He was recruited. He was heavily recruited. And I kind of said, why do you think he was chosen? Why was he picked? He said he was young, he was impressionable, and he was questioning his own faith, his own religion. And when you share that with certain people, those people saw an opportunity and grabbed a hold of that. And he converted to Islam. He became a Muslim. And then he goes to Yemen. Now, the dad says he thought he was going to Yemen for a year to teach. I found that similar to the story of the Russian men. Now, I don't know much about the Russian bombing. None of us do. We don't know what was going on when he went back to Russia. The dad says he did not do any sort of terrorism training. We don't know yet. The dad of this man said he had no idea. He was taken to a camp far away in the mountains where there's nowhere he could go. They would be up for 23 hours a day memorizing the Quran and practicing the Quran, and then he would have that 1 hour, and he says that's where he was brainwashed. He was sent back here to do exactly what he did, and he would have killed more American soldiers if he could have had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the movie really outlines how politically correct we have become, and it upsets him because people aren't calling it what it is. They just want it to be recognized for what it is. It is terrorism. And I'll be curious to see how the Boston goes. I mean, it was called terrorism from that first day.
Right.
And now it's interesting to kind of see how everything's coming out and how everything's playing out. And it's just a warning to parents that it could be. He said, you know, today it was my kid, tomorrow it could be yours. And, you know, I said, what do you look for? And he said, if they start pulling away, if they start changing their clothes. He, in particular, sold all his possessions. He felt like having a girlfriend was wrong. And all of this in the name of Allah. That's a sign.
Yeah.
That's a problem. You know, try to do something.
Yeah. So who made the movie? I mean, who actually did
the movie? The movie is an organization, Peace for Americans, I believe, and they went to the dads. And, you know, at first the dads were not interested. They just kind of said no. And it was before the trial even had happened. But then once they realized it could make a difference, it could get out there. And then they were on, I think, Mike Huckabee's show on Fox News to talk about the movie. Somebody there saw it and said, we'd love to come. Could you come speak to the Chamber of Commerce in Conway? Darris Long said, sure. And he kind of said something about there ought to be a law about getting people these terrorist organizations need to be held responsible for something like this that happens. And somebody there said, I can help make this happen. And just last week, we passed something called Andy's Law. And what that allows is it's basically civil penalties. If somebody does a crime because a group told them to, yeah, then you can go after them financially. So in this particular case, it was a particular mosque in Nashville they could go to because they have proof of the connection. They considered him a recruit, that they could go to them, seize their assets, and get money from them, which if you start shutting down the recruitment areas, you in essence start taking care of the problem. And so it passed unanimously, which is incredible, yeah. You know, in this day and age for people to agree on something like that. So he was very passionate about it, very excited about it, and it's all because of this movie that kind of brought awareness about. So,
oh, that's great. So when it airs at
Thursday night at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock,
we've been working hard on it. It's one of those movies I watched yesterday, and I was just shaking out of just disbelief and just going, I can't believe, you know, that this has happened. You feel so sorry for him. Mm-hmm. And it's called Losing Our Sons. I mean, that day, both dads lost their sons.
Are people going to have an opportunity to see the movie?
They can. You can buy it, I think, at Amazon. You can buy it on their website. On their website.
Losing Our Sons is the name of it?
Losing Our Sons. And I think it's losingoursons.com if people are interested in going, because it's very eye-opening. It's very scary, you know, that it's out there and they're looking for these young, impressionable kids. That are our kids.
Yeah, scary stuff.
It is. So I don't mean be such a downer.
Yeah, no, but it's serious stuff. And again, it's very timely with everything that's gone on. And I don't know how you can automatically call what happened in Boston terrorism and you don't want to call this terrorism. It's amazing to me.
I know. That's.
I guess maybe he's an American-born kid. It's hard to get your mind around it, but I mean, it is what it is.
And, you know, all of our congressional leaders here in Arkansas, bipartisan, have supported legislation at the national level that would give them the Purple Hearts and recognize it as such, but they also include the Fort Hood shootings. Now, that was Major Nadal Hassan, same thing, trained, you know, extensively, and they call that workplace violence. Now, they're hoping that after that trial happens in July. So everyone's just kind of leaving it right now. They say they don't want to touch it. After that trial happens, they're going to retry to get this kind of stuff passed at a national level.
People may find this hard to believe if you listen to the show with any regularity, but I'm a really firm believer in common sense and logic. here's my deal. If you don't call yourself a terrorist, you still might be. If you do call yourself a terrorist, you for sure are. So this is a no-brainer to me. I don't know how there is any question, especially on the situation in Little Rock.
Well, and then what the father alleges, and, you know, I can't struggle to prove any of this, but what he believes, and he says that he has known through his own investigation, is that his son was being tracked by FBI, and they interviewed him in Yemen. They were following him. They actually wanted to convert him into one that worked for the FBI in the Muslim group, kind of, you know, as undercover. Mm-hmm. And because they, in essence, dropped the ball as far as he believes not stopping something before he did something, and he says they knew he was going to do something, that they didn't want to recognize it as federal terrorism because then they'd have to say that they messed up.
That's a tough deal. Well, Tom Cruise, if he was here, we would have a pre-crime division, and we probably could have stopped it, but that's not reality, unfortunately.
Oh, if only. And that's the thing, is he says it's going to happen again, so we just need to wake up.
And that's the thing that is scary, because there is an allegation that the ball was dropped maybe to some degree with the older brother here, too, that, you know, the Russians said, hey, look into this kid. And they're, okay, we did.
Right.
Yeah, he's good.
Now, the other side of that is we don't want to live in a country that doesn't let anybody do anything. And,
right.
And you know, so it's such a tough line for them. So I feel sorry for the FBI and the federal government in a way, too. I mean, what do you do? There's a lot of people out there doing some crazy postings and beliefs, but if they don't act on it.
Right.
So it is a very tough issue. I understand that. And that's why everyone is just kind of wants to back off from it, because it's a scary issue.
Yeah, nobody wants their freedom stepped on, but they also want to be 100% safe.
And that almost is not possible. I mean,
really. It really is.
I mean, that's what freedom is.
I'd rather be violated and alive myself, but that's just me. I don't speak for everyone, and I, you know, people take their constitutional rights very seriously, and
absolutely.
I do too, but still. Anyway, mostly I push for freedom of speech. That's my most important one.
Because this is what you do.
That's it. That was incredible multitasking. Good work.
Thank you. The girls seem happy. We're probably going to head out and let you guys do your thing. But thank you very much for having us.
Thursday night at 10 o'clock. Check it out.
On Channel 7,
yes. That sounds extremely compelling. We will check it out.
Thank you very much.
Christina, good seeing you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, girl.
Bye.
All right.